just here for the beer.
Sportsnet 650 presents Just Here for the Beer, Canada's original dedicated beer radio show.
I don't mean to have a one-track mind, but all I need's a frosty pint.
A Vancouver tradition for 10 years and counting. We're talking about the BC beer scene with the innovators, the movers and shakers, and brew makers of the industry.
I don't mean to whine and beg, but someone finally tap that keg. I'm just here for the beer.
It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
And Rick, it's summertime and we're on the road, and this time we're up on the North Shore. We are focusing on the Shipyards District, the Lower Lonsdale area, and the breweries that have made this area so prominent. We're going to be joined on this program by the folks from North Point Brewing. We've got Greenleaf, we've got Streetcar, House of Funk, Beer Brewing, La Cerveceria, and a full house at the Gull, the legendary Gull on First. And we welcome the person that makes these shows responsible, because it's Greg Holmes, who is the executive director of the Lower Lonsdale BIA, also known as the Shipyards District. And without a U, this doesn't happen. So first of all, thank you so much for making this happen for a second consecutive year. And you've got to be blown away, because I know you're a fan of the industry, and you can't really comprehend just how much this has grown, even in the time we were last year.
Absolutely, 100%, Joe. And it's really a pleasure having you both you guys here. But
thank
I often
you.
Think back. 5 years ago, when the BIA was established, our craft brewery district had one brewery.
Yeah.
Now, between the cideries, the distilleries, another half dozen breweries, within just over 4 years, it's just exploded down there, and there's still opportunities for more to come in. In fact, by next month, I believe there's going to be 9 different locations, distilleries, cideries, wineries, and, of course, the craft breweries in the Shipyards District, where there was one. Four years.
It's amazing. We just did a couple of shows in Langley, because last year we did one. This year we needed to do two, because that area has grown so much. You're saying that this year, like maybe next year we do two shows. Because, again, you can't devote enough time to all that's happening.
Exactly.
But there's so much more that also is going on, because you're responsible for events. And, again, it's been overstated. We're living in a crazy time. But life has to go on to some degree. And what have you been doing to that end?
Well, we have. Early on, I'd like to think that we are one of the first districts in all of Metro Vancouver that was planning for better times. You can only sit and stare at your feet for so long, right? So, I mean, the big announcement we made, what, a week and a half ago, was Shipyards Festival, the end of September, which is our massive free music festival. 30 bands, 4 stages, 10 hours of music.
Wow.
It was just taking off when COVID hit. So we started planning on that a full 6 months ago, you know, glass half full. Glass
for
half
sure.
full of beer, right?
Yep.
You know, things are going to get better. Times are going to get better. And here we are. For the most part, things are getting better. And as we sit here, we're planning to invite all of Metro Vancouver down to the Shipyards District the last Saturday in September and enjoy these 30 different bands that are just going to rock the water.
Well, and I guess there's a little bit of uncertainty, Rick, because as we sit and record this program, there's some new limitations that are being put back in
Correct.
Place until about September 13th, when the vaccination passports are rolled out. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that things will certainly get back to normal. But if not normal, at least semi-normal, is that fair
yeah.
to say?
Yeah, I think so. One thing we do know about this community is the community loves to get together, and they're not ones to, mm-hmm. you know, do the fist bump and, you know, the elbow, you know, handshake and stuff like that. So what we'll be doing as a BIA, working with the breweries and everybody else down here, is just determining the right date based on the health protocols where we can get together and it feels somewhat normal. North Vancouver doesn't do virtual well.
yeah, I don't think there are too many communities that did virtual very well either.
We want to hug and handshake,
sure.
you know, and put our arms around each other. So that day will come, and it will come soon, I'm convinced.
Well, it's pretty clear to me from the growth of the brewing industry, Greg, that council get it. Council obviously love to cooperate, and they're very proactive. And we saw that with other areas, Rick, but you also will admit that there was a couple that were kind of slow on the draw. These guys here are lightning fast.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And, you know, we look at the patio situation when COVID hit and how fast that city council's got involved and how quickly. And now we've talked countless times about this, Joe, about, you know, them rolling back and facing those concerns that we've all, you know, proven that were incorrect assumptions to begin with, that everybody can manage this. Everybody's going to be generally responsible. There's no uptick in anything in terms of bad behavior, but everybody's back at it again.
And kudos to you, Greg, because I remember, and I think, Rick, you and I were together. We were at House of Funk a year ago, and we had proposed the idea of doing something to focus on the Shipyards District, and Darren Hollett from House of Funk says, oh, let me call Greg Holmes from the BIA. And literally while he's on the phone, he said, what was that date again? Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's a go. Just no hesitation. I know that obviously you saw the value in promoting the industry, but man, with people like you at the helm, you can't go wrong.
No, and I remember that call. I mean, the beauty of it is everybody talks about collaboration, but we do it, and we're super responsive down here. We respect the fact that small business owners, when they make a decision, they need an answer. They need to move now. They don't have the luxury to just sit around, right?
Correct.
So the BIA has adjusted our behavior so we can work with the community and be super responsive, and it's paid back in dividends like I couldn't even imagine. So
now, Greg, I know that you have to run because you're that busy a guy, but there is something you wanted to talk about. You've introduced the e-bike share program.
Yeah, it's exciting, eh? Well, with the brewery district, you know, the first question often people have when they're visiting us is, how do I get there? And, of course, the last thing we want to do is recommend they're behind the wheel of a car, whether they got a designated driver or not. So, you know, between the C-bus, between the bus terminal, a whole bunch of e-bike share programs here, just 3 weeks ago, the city, working with the community, launched the very first e-bike share program in the province. So once again, City North Vancouver, first, man. They love doing firsts up there.
Leading the charge.
So these beautiful bikes, orange and green, are spread all up and down. You grab a credit card. It's a simple process of grabbing one. Use it to get to your next brewery. Use it to get home. You can take it all over the North Shore, and it's just another option for you to stay away from your car.
Last Saturday in September is the Shipyards Festival. Greg Holmes is the executive director of the Lower Lonsdale BIA, a.k.a. the Shipyards District. Thank you for making this happen, my friend. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the time.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, a dollar off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something fresh, come and see me. It's never too late for a change, a fresh start, a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or a complete makeover, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybaileyy@gmail.com.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
Listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
And we're broadcasting from the Gull on East First and North Van. We're focusing on the Shipyards District of Breweries. Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer, and you know, one of our favorite. Actually, it's hard to pick favorites because these are all really good.
Oh, they're
folks
all amazing,
making all really good beer, and I love the communal kind of effort that these guys.
Yep, the brotherhood
all put in
for
together.
Sure.
But we're always fond of these guys, especially
yes.
North Point Brewing, Mr. Liam Jeffries, the operations manager and owner, and Paul Kovamis, the head brewer. Nice to see you guys again. How have you fared in these uncertain times?
Yeah, thanks for having us back. It's been good. We went pretty heavy on distribution side, and then also got some COVID extensions, and things have been good. We were down to 4 beers from 18 a few weekends ago, and now we're slowly starting. It gets a bit slower now, so we can start picking back up and getting more taps.
Is your back room there, Paul? Is your brew house, is it deceivingly bigger than it looks? Because I don't know how you could make that much beer in what looks like a relatively, you know, compact size.
It's compact, but we fit a canning line in there, and we just kind of try to pump them out as quick as possible.
Well, and that's just it, right? It's just efficiencies there, right? Yeah. And I guess that whole planning and scheduling and making sure you got everything that you need to get everything out the door.
Yeah, as soon as the tank's emptied, fill it up again, you know.
So Liam, I had the occasion to be up there. I think it was July 1st when phase three went into effect, or phase two, whatever it was. And you were able to remove the plexiglass, and people were able to, you know, get in larger groups and stuff. Have you had any blowback from the patrons? Is everybody playing nice and understands that whether we like it or not, these are the regulations we have to live by temporarily?
Yeah, no, we haven't. It's been nothing but positive feedback for us. We still, you know, used Plexi at the start. We still use Plexi just so, you know, the patrons that come in and want it up to feel safe, then we have it there. So, it's been nothing but positive. So we're pretty excited to move on.
And, Paul, how busy have you been with the beer? I guess you've been working at full capacity.
Yeah, it's been busy. And, of course, people take vacation in the summertime, too. So you lose a bit of manpower there, but we're keeping up as best we can.
You have brought us something new today. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so this is our sport beer. So we teamed up with local athlete Jeff Golovich. He's a prominent mountain biker. And we created this low-calorie, low ABV, electrolyte and citrus infused beverage, basically. So 4%, and it's a nice beer to have after your mountain bike or your run.
So perfect patio refresh. Yeah. Crush it. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
So Liam, was Jeff able to go wild with this? Did he have some input? Did you have to put the reins on him and say, "Hey, talk to me first, boy"?
Yeah, no, he had the opportunity to go wild with it. So we filmed a pretty cool video of him mountain biking. You can see it actually on our Instagram page at North Point Brewing. And we went wild with it, and it definitely worked out. Very crushable.
So, Rick, when people ask how are the brewers faring during these uncertain times, it's really nice to be able to say, well, they're doing really well. And I think, Liam, you're doing so well. You're actually opening up not one extra location. You're opening up two.
Yeah, so we've got one opening towards the end of September, which I can't actually say where yet, but it's going to be announced next month. And then we've got a third one coming up, which is in the Bentall Center downtown. And that's towards the end of the year. So, yeah, super exciting, and we fell on some pretty amazing opportunities. So
Liam, on the business side of things, is this what you think is going to happen with breweries now, is that there's going to be satellite tasting rooms as long as they can keep up with production?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, butts in seats is kind of the best way to go. That's kind of our business plan, and I do see it happening more. We're looking at also more brewing facilities so we can keep up with the demand of the tasting rooms, because we're constantly running out. So,
Paul, yeah. does this throw a lot more work your way? And are you going to be able to have the opportunity to maybe try some funkier beers in the newer places?
I think so. I mean, I think we're going to do a lot of experimenting now going forward. It's tough to say how much busier it'll get, but it's only time will tell, I think. Obviously, we're gonna be prepared for it and go, you know, as fast as possible and 100% efficiency. But we'll we'll see how it goes.
Liam, we mentioned the private, or the upper room, I should say. And as we look at the calendar, though it says August, there's a pretty big event just 3 or 4 months down the road called Christmas. And I think this year people are going to go out of their way to make up for the Christmas we didn't have last year. And there's probably going to be a lot of bookings.
Yeah, I think so. We're already booking. You know, we've got weddings up there. We've got wedding receptions. We've got birthday parties. And, yeah, I've heard it goes full throttle in September for Christmas. So definitely get in touch with us at northpointbrewing.com, and you can find our email there to come in. So, yeah, and also I just wanted to say happy birthday to the best brewer in the game.
Thank you.
Paul
Kovanes.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Let's have a little toast.
Cheers, guys.
Just
happy
here
birthday,
for the beer.
Paul
Kovanes of North Point Brewing. Gentlemen, always a pleasure to see you. Again, it is North Point 266 First Avenue East in North Van, the Shipyards District, and we find you on social media. How?
At North Point Brewing on Instagram. Northpointbrewing.com is the website. I think that's it.
Yeah, Facebook, North Point Brewing. Yeah.
Best of continued success. And
thanks,
the next
guys.
Time we have your smiling faces on the show, you got a couple locations to tell us about.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, look forward to that.
All right, cheers,
thanks, guys.
Cheers,
thanks so much.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Feeling strong and fit is an important element of life, but sometimes people forget to take advantage of maintaining it. That's where I come in. I'm Troy from T-Squared Personal Training, located in the Sandman Hotel in downtown Vancouver. In just 2 or 3 visits a week, I can have you in great shape and the top of your game. Book an appointment and check out my gravity training system. You'll get a full body intense workout in as little as 60 minutes. Visit my website, tsquaredvancouverpersonaltraining.com, or find me on Twitter at tsquaredpt.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, liquor on 248th, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, $1 off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
Listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
And we're on the road in North Vancouver, but not just in North Vancouver. We are in the Shipyards Brewery District, the Lower Lonsdale BIA made this show possible. Broadcasting from the legendary Gull on First Avenue East, Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer and Amir Ibadi, who is the co-owner of Greenleaf Brewing in the Lonsdale Key. Second time we've had the pleasure of seeing you, sir. We did this show about a year ago or sometime in that almost forgotten year of last year.
Yep.
But first off, we got to ask you, how have you fared through all this craziness? Have you been okay?
To be honest, it's been improving in the past few months, especially with people getting vaccinated and getting more comfortable to come out. So especially the Lower Lonsdale community, they've been really supportive, and it's been awesome the past few months. We're almost hitting pre-COVID levels, which is great, and that's something we're doing a lot better than we thought we were going to do, so we're happy with how it's going.
And it's nice to know that the city councils have been as supportive as they can be by, you know, cutting down some of the red tape that, because in order to get like a patio or an extension or whatever, under normal circumstances, could last a long time, but you've been able to increase your capacity. What are you at now?
Yeah, so we've got 56 on the patio, 54 on the inside. The inside never changed, but the patio we were able to, despite even the C-Bus walkway being there, we were still able to work with the city and expand it a bit. And that for sure helped us a lot, and we're really grateful for a good municipality.
Yeah, it's a great area. It's a thriving area. And again, it's so nice to see that people have been able to survive because, again, this pandemic kept a lot of people away, and then the regulations didn't help, and people like Amir. But now that you're back to some degree of normal, even though we're going to face a few more restrictions, I understand, in the short term. But hopefully that's only the short term, and as you look towards the holiday season coming up, maybe you get back to 100% normal.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so, as long as the numbers sort of go back down.
And if people do what is required of them to do to get us all back to normal, cheers to that. What do we have here today, Amir?
So we've got our Taste of Czech Pilsner here. The backstory of this is our old brewer, who was from Czech, moved back to Prague, and he was able to start his own brewery. He is a corner of a brewery there, and he got in touch with our current brewer, pretty much shared this sort of recipe with him, worked it up together, and yeah, we were able to come up with this. It's a full-on Czech Pilsner.
So what is the process like when you're looking for a new brewer? Because, again, do you go to the assistant brewers of some place that's looking to maybe advance? How does that process work?
It's a lot of times, actually, it is based off of like how they want to get into the industry, where they come from. Post an ad, pretty much. Some people are really interested and keen to learn.
Do they bring you, if they're home brewers, do they bring you samples of what
they do?
They
We've do. Had a lot
not
of
a bad,
samples.
That's not a bad gig, Rick. Huh?
Well, and you know what? That just kind of takes us over to the Kwantlen Brewing Program and the success that program has had in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, it is awesome to receive a sample with a resume.
It kind of seems like bribery, but it's not. It's like if you're going to hire a chef, it's like go in the kitchen and cook
something for me, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who is your new brewer?
So his name is Thomas Reck, and he's actually coincidentally from Czech Republic as well.
Okay.
So they were easily able to communicate with each other and come up with this Pilsner.
And it's a beautiful,
it is
nice, clean,
really
light,
nice,
crisp,
yeah.
the way that it's meant to, this particular style is meant to be.
I was surprised to learn, Amir, that Greenleaf Brewing is only available at Greenleaf Brewing.
Yeah, so pretty much because of our location, it's a sort of a good problem to have. We are operating at capacity, and we, in our initial years, we did distribute, but we found that from distributing, we're missing out on sales at the actual tasting room where people would come to have that experience and buy off sales. So we just had to pull out of liquor stores and transition it back to just only in-house.
And again, we have to make a North Van trip and visit Amir, because I have not been to Greenleaf
Brewing.
I know,
we always end up on this side of the street.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the funny part, yeah.
And I find it funny. So can people see the making of beer when they're in your tasting room?
So I would say compared to the other breweries down here, back then maybe the regulations were a bit easy.
Yeah.
You can pretty much sit beside the tanks. And on our brewing days, we do have to close off a few tables.
Maybe it's just me, but I understand the fascination people have. But it's like, okay, they're just big, shiny tanks that beer goes in. I don't understand.
But on a brew day, you have so much promotion going on. Yeah. You got the smell. You got the sights. Yeah. You got the humidity. You've got all of that, right? It's almost like being in a kitchen with a chef, right?
Yeah.
Watching everything that's going on. Even though you're not directly participating, you're still part of the process.
He is Amir Abadi, who is the co-owner of Greenleaf Brewing in the Lonsdale Key. Always a pleasure to see you. And
thank you.
We are already booking the 2022 show, which will be
it.
Even better, because
awesome.
There's going to be more breweries that you can join and perhaps collab with.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Good to see you, man. Cheers.
Good to see you. Thank you.
I'm just here for the beer.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Feeling strong and fit is an important element of life. But sometimes people forget to take advantage of maintaining it. That's where I come in. I'm Troy from T-Squared Personal Training, located in the Sandman Hotel in downtown Vancouver. In just 2 or 3 visits a week, I can have you in great shape and the top of your game. Book an appointment and check out my gravity training system. You'll get a full body intense workout in as little as 60 minutes. Visit my website, tsquaredvancouverpersonaltraining.com, or find me on Twitter at @tsquaredpt.
Beer for the beer.
For the beer.
Beer for the beer.
For the beer.
That time is here. Let's raise the cheers. Just beer for the beer.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio, and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Thanks to the music of the Chris Buck Band, we are broadcasting our dedicated Brewery Shipyards District show in North Vancouver through the Lower Lonsdale BIA and the cooperation of the Executive Director Greg Holmes, broadcasting from the Gull in North Vancouver. And again, Rick, as we've talked about, There's a couple of elements that need to come together. The perfect storm needs to happen in order for these kind of dedicated area shows.
Definitely.
You need a cheerleader. You need someone local to say, yep, let's do it. Simon Koldyke is the GM and co-founder of Streetcar Brewing, located at 123A East First. It's an alleyway entrance. And Simon, it's like we're just saying off air, it's like herding cats, trying to get all these brewers together because you must admit, brewers are they're an interesting sort of people.
Yeah, we're interesting people. We people that go and spend countless hours trying to make beer, never going to be normal people.
And for those that are unfamiliar with the Streetcar story, what got you involved? Weren't you a science-y guy or a stock market guy? Or
I was in tech.
I had a
tech startup and then, sold it and then, wanted to open a brewery.
It was like a lifelong dream?
Not a lifelong dream, but, I don't know how anyone doesn't, be drinking beer and say, hey, can I just be near this all day and make that to my job?
And then when you get to the actual, let's put pen and paper together here and see if we can get some financing and talk to a bank and see if we can find a property, all of a sudden those costs keep mounting. Did you just at that point realize, well, the scene is growing, I got to get a piece of the action?
Oh, definitely. Like, I was still quite early in. Like, we just had our second birthday, and so we've been around for a little bit of time now. So, definitely had to get in there.
So this area is growing. We know that there's going to be a few more. What can you tell us about what's coming down the road?
Well, yeah, there's at least one more coming. There's another cidery and a distillery, and I've heard three or four others in plans already.
Oh, wow.
And anybody that thinks, isn't that oversaturation, the answer is no. I mean, you could argue, look at Port Moody. Look at Murray Street in Port Moody, where you've five basically side by side by side. There's other areas that are springing up. And again, Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, basically, right? So all of a sudden, there's a big beer scene going on. People want a piece of it because they can literally float from brewery to brewery.
Yeah, and all of us have lineups every night. So There's demand. There's people that there's not enough seats right now. So we want people to be able to come down here and say, okay, I'm just going to find a brewery, right? They're not picking any
specific
one.
Yeah.
Any concern on your part, Simon, when the initial shutdown period happened and the rollbacks happened and things like that? Because it was not a big indoor area to begin with, the Streetcar. Were you confident that somehow we'll plow through it, or was there some concern?
Oh, there was definite concern because we weren't even packaging anything at that time. So, we had to hurry and rush around to try and figure out how to get beer into cans and have people be able to do takeout and even once the seating did come back, we were very small, so we didn't have a lot of room.
So with this area and the experience between House of Funk Beer and those other guys, were they able to kind of step in and not give you advice, so to speak?
Yeah, no, definitely. We have a little group called the Shippers Brewery District Association, and we all actually came together and we're working on different projects. We were talking about how to talk to the city and the province and how we could all work together and help each other, right?
For sure.
So you have a nice scene here, and obviously we're facing more limitations until the passports are unrolled and stuff. But what can people expect from Streetcar Brewing?
We're still rolling out new beers. We're keeping having fun and doing things. So it's still full steam ahead. It's summer. People are excited. So I think it's going great.
So we're trying the Kiwi Sour here, and this is a Pads special beer. So explain this one for us.
Yeah, so I actually, Pads is trains assistance dogs, and so I actually have a dog at home, Pimento, that I'm training, and we wanted to do something to help raise money for them, so we've done this strawberry and kiwi sour and canned it, and we got some kegs of it that we've got at the brewery and at liquor stores.
And it's named after, Pimento is the name of the animal.
Yeah.
That's great, and are you becoming attached to it? I mean, it's going to be tough to pass it along, is it not?
It's going to be tough, but we've gone in knowing that we're raising it for a good cause. Yeah.
So this, as you said, this is available now, and also quickly, you have your happy second birthday beer.
Yeah, we did it in 8.5 Imperial Blackberry Sour for our second birthday. We couldn't quite have a party, but we wanted to do a special beer at least. So yeah.
Awesome.
So.
Well, Simon Koldyk, the GM and co-founder of Streetcar Brewing, 123 A Street in, or 123 A East First in North Vancouver. Again, thanks for all your efforts because you made this show happen. This is the second annual, and as I say annual, that means 2022 is going to be a good-looking year because the scene is going to grow even more. Pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Cheers. No, thank you.
Cheers.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, Liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, a dollar off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. Two decades of award-winning service, and Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending, on average, in this market, $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly two decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
And got to give a shout out to Mr. Chris Buck of the Chris Buck Band, who actually recorded the Just Here for the Beer. We've had two theme songs in over 10 years, and maybe for our 11th anniversary coming in October, we'll roll out something new,
a little EDC this time.
We are focusing on the Shipyards Brewing District in North Vancouver, Lower Lonsdale. And this idea, this is now our second annual show, broadcasting from the Gull, the legendary Gull.
That's right.
And this idea actually emanated from a conversation a couple years back. You and myself and Mr. Darren Hollett, the founder of House of Funk Brewing. And I remember we sat on your, I don't even know if you had a patio then. I think we probably sat in your tasting
room. How many years ago?
A couple years ago. It was well before the pandemic.
Okay, then we had a small patio.
Yeah, small patio.
Yeah, the garage doors were open up, and we were sitting by the front
and
there.
And you were pointing out, okay, so there's beer brewing down the street here, and there's plans to do North Point, there's plans to do this and plans to do that. And before you know it, we kind of said, well, we should do, and you, I think you masterminded this. You talked to Greg Holmes of the Lower Lonsdale BIA.
I'll take the credit.
And it happened. Take the credit, absolutely. But it's been a crazy time, and it's amazing to think of that little strip of a couple of breweries has now turned into, well, I think there's almost like double-digit breweries, or will be by the next time.
100%. It's blown up. I mean, the area is, in my opinion, one of the best areas in BC right now to jump from brewery, cidery is joining soon, winery as well, but the whole area. And then we have great pubs, great restaurants in Lower Lonsdale. I live around the corner from House of Funk, and it's fun being in this area. So we're fortunate. It's definitely, in the past 3 years, it's kicked off.
Darren, has that been just a change in dynamics, moving away from that true industrial to now having those spaces, those wide open spaces, right, with the necessary energy, you know, the water and the gas and the electricity and all of that already in there? Is that just taking over some of those spaces?
Definitely. I mean, it's an industrial area that you've started to see these different businesses popping up. The city of North Vancouver has been phenomenal in allowing that to happen as well and changing the bylaws and the zoning in the area to encourage these small businesses to go in. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the area that we're in, it's conducive to manufacturing and manufacturing of alcohol.
I've always said if you don't fix cars or sell tires or make beer, you're not allowed here
in that area.
Yeah. There's no bridal gown stores in the shipyard.
No, sir.
But it's really cool to see. And again, it's a very, very short walk from House of Funk to Beer to North Point. And there's more and Lesser Vaceria just down the road. It's amazing how much coolness you have in a confined area. The only problem you have is it's kind of hilly on the North Shore. So navigating those
challenge
hills
to the cardio.
Is a bit of a challenge.
You just got to start at the top.
You got to start at the top, work your way down.
Yeah.
We don't need to dwell on what's all gone down in the world with the pandemic and all that sort of stuff because we've been there. We know that, you know, you did the takeout or to go.
Yes.
What's it like now? Even though we're facing more restrictions, at least temporarily, at least they didn't shut you down. They didn't roll back your hours or anything like that. How have you fared? You doing okay?
Truthfully, yeah. I mean, it's been a really good summer. There's a sense of normality that's definitely come to pass, and we've been very fortunate where we did see those patio extensions. So we've capitalized on that, and a lot of the breweries in the area have as well, along with the pubs. And truthfully, every single weekend, even on Mondays, people, they want to come out, they want to see things go back to normal. So we have people coming out and drinking and drink, whether it's coffee, beer, food. We've been doing okay. We've been doing just fine.
Well, let's dwell on that for a second because your cafe is back up and running. And this is something that you actually were really insistent on having a roaster. And, you know, you're as much about brewing coffee as you are brewing beer.
This is true. And so, yeah, the whole concept was to have the cafe open in the morning, the tap room open in the afternoon. Yeah. And we're big fans of both the third wave coffee scene as well as the craft beer scene. So finally, we've seen our cafe open this past weekend. We have pastries in the morning. We have someone on the espresso bar. And it was really a really positive opening. We saw a lot of people come out and support. There was a bit of a lineup at one point. So if you want to come down on weekends and have a little bit of breakfast and a little bit of coffee, we're open Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Darren Hollett from House of Funk, this kind of looks coffee-ish. What do we have here?
It is. So this is a collaboration that we did with Boombox Brewing, and it's part of a – cheers.
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 Cheers, buddy.
It's a little bit high on ABV, but I'm just going to take a quick sip.
It's a little high on ABV, the alcohol by volume.
11%.
It is. So it's a part of a collab pack that we did. And there's four different beers from four different collaborations that we did with some amazing breweries, Slackwater, Boombox, Twin Sails, and Il Sauvage. And every single one of these beers is no short length in time. So Boombox, as an example, was about 2.5 years in bourbon barrels. It's 11.7%. And every single beer in this pack is phenomenal and spent quite a bit of time in wood. And I'm pretty excited about it. It's been flying out of the tasting room.
Now, it's my understanding, and both you guys would know more than I, but the higher it is in alcohol volume, the heavier the beer it is, the longer a shelf life it has. If you, like, cellared this and put it away for 5 years, it's
for sure.
It's going to be nice and
cool,
rich.
Dark.
It's, 100%. Yeah. Like, the higher in alcohol it is, it also has – the reason why it has that shelf life is because nothing really wants to live in that high alcohol environment, and those – burn, like that alcohol burn, seems to subdue over the years. But the fact that it was in bourbon barrels for 2.5 years, they really did already have that chance. So it's ready to consume, but I would also recommend grabbing two of them, cellaring one, drinking one right now.
I'm going to ask you a loaded question. We didn't prepare for this, but we're talking with North Point Brewing, and they've got plans to open two additional spaces to be determined and announced shortly. But any talk of House of Funk maybe expanding its reach a little bit?
I mean, that's the dream. I won't say we are not looking at other locations.
Of course
right
not.
Now. But I mean, House of Lager, which is a side brand that we've been working on for a while, and we have beer out in the market, that it doesn't have a home. So we have House of Funk as our tasting room, and House of Lager is a brand dedicated solely to lagers, brewing them extremely well. It takes 2 months from start to finish, from brew to going to cans at a minimum. If we were to do anything in the future, it would be definitely looking for a permanent home for House of Lager along with the tap room.
Okay, and I do know that you create the brand for our sponsor of the show.
Yes,
the
Otter.
The Liquor on 248th and the Angry Otter. Co-op.
Yes.
Yep. Co-op. How's that been?
It's great. And like that group is phenomenal to work with.
They are.
Really, really good people. We brew both their IPA and their lager, and that's been going really well. It's refreshing to be able to do a nice hazy IPA and a nice Northwest American lager that has no funk in it. And it's fun to have both of those in my fridge.
Let's see if I got this right. 350 Esplanade East is the location of
That's
House
it.
Of Funk. Take advantage of the patio access while the weather's still cooperating.
It's beautiful.
And need we say it, but always a pleasure, Darren, and continued success. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
I'm just here for the beer.
And we're broadcasting from the Gull on First Street East in North Vancouver. This is the Shipyards Brewing District. The Laura Lonsdale BIA and Greg Holmes arranged this with Phil Tapping from the Gull as we focus on this incredible beer scene. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hold your applause till the end when we introduce Kyle Nelms, who is the general manager, and Matt Beer, who is the head brewer of Beer Brewing.
Yes.
And located at 312 Esplanade East in North Vancouver. Second appearance on the show, first time we've had you, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Were you crazy during the last year and a half?
Yeah, pretty much nonstop work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been very good.
Do you also get involved in the build? Do they sort of recruit everybody to help build patios? Or?
Yeah. We've had some fun days getting the tools out, doing some sanding, doing some staining, learning new skills. So everyone picked up some new skills over the pandemic, and we're no different.
Yeah, and I think the last time we talked, I mean, it was pre-pandemic, I know that, and there was talk of you wanting to do something, but I think that Rick and I have talked about this a lot, the fact that councils can react rather quickly when they need to. I hope that applies going forward. Let's hope they've learned a lesson here, and next time you guys put in a request for an expansion or whatever, that they will be more sympathetic and more quick to respond.
Yeah, everyone's been really helpful through the last little while, so hopefully that continues through.
So, Matt, tell us your beer background. Were you just like some crazy college kid that decided you wanted to start doing this or what?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. I started homebrewing in university, and the beer started tasting really good, and so we decided to open a brewery about 5 years later, 6 years later, and
And by the time it got open, it was about 10 years later. So.
That's right.
And was it for the fact that some of the corporate stuff that was available every place you went just wasn't doing it for you?
Yeah, especially back then, there wasn't a lot of fantastic stuff. And if it was hard to get, probably old, probably not very good. You could make nice, fresh, great beer at home. It was good.
And I think, too, as we graduate from that college years and we move forward a little bit, our palates mature a little bit more. The things that we want out of our beer is a lot different than just pounding them back.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, you see these nice hazy IPAs in front of us now, and I can assure you that's not what I was drinking in college. So
No, nor I, because I used to hang out with a crowd that went, what's on special? Okay, I'll have one of those. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. It depends what your palate wants, but obviously the palate is more demanding for certainly people that have experienced a lot of the craft scene. So you got a few things in front of us here. We're going to try one. You got some rather interesting names on some of these beers. You want to walk us through what you got here?
Yeah, so we got our Cosmic Gumbo West Coast-ish IPA, and that's something fun Matt cooked up, where we take a nice West Coast IPA and we dry hop the heck out of it in true beer style. So that's kind of a unique, fun one that we do. We got our Live, Laugh, Love dry hopped IPA, which I think everyone can know we pulled that from the walls of our friends' moms. And then we got our Mental Floss Double Dry Hop, which everyone knows us for, and then we've taken that down with Gentle Floss. So Mental Floss IPA, 7.9%, pretty heavy, and with all this heat we've been seeing, we've been needing something a little lighter. So we went with a 3.9%, but without really dropping the hops too much. So big, punchy flavor on the Gentle Floss, and hopefully keep you hydrated when you're mowing the lawn or something like that.
So for the non-beer nerd listening, when you say you dry hop the heck out of it, what exactly does that mean, Matt?
Well, that means when it's not like we put it in the kettle as we're boiling it. After it's done fermenting, we'll put the dry hops into the fermenter, into the beer as it's fermenting. And it's instead of getting bitter, it's not bitter. It's juicy. It's fresh. It's punchy. Yeah, a lot of citrus flavor from dry hopping.
How much do you, because I know we always talk about this, the camaraderie in this industry is unparalleled. I can't think of any other business where people get along that are competing against each other. How much inspiration do you get, like when you see the community grow? Because, I mean, you were relatively early into the Shipyards Brewery District.
Yeah, that's right.
And then House of Funk comes along, and now I think we're at – seven or eight or nine, or there's plans for more. Does that just inspire you to take your game up more and more?
Oh, absolutely. You have to be competitive when there's a whole block of people on the street now. Absolutely, you have to be competitive.
And does it come down to, you look at what, say, House of Funk has down the street, and we're not going to do that, we're going to be very unique? I mean, again, or does that matter to you? You just want to do a better version?
I mean, it sort of matters. I mean, you want to carve out your own niche, but, I don't know.
It's kind of hard nowadays because everybody's doing everything, right? There's not a specific style that anybody really specializes in, unless you're Super Flux and you're doing, you know, the heavy IPAs.
Yeah. But,
you know, I think, you know, when you start looking at our customer base, there's an interesting ebb and flow in that, and that people want something interesting, right? They don't want it all the time, but they definitely want something new and funky, and I'm sure that's a challenge for you too.
Absolutely. And that's kind of our style, is we want to have stuff people know and like and can have a few of without getting overwhelmed. But you do have to do something unique, interesting, to keep people coming back. And
So
on the sales side of it.
I love the new stuff. Everyone eats it up, but like what you were saying earlier with everyone kind of, you know, how much of originality is left. Like, you know, 3 years ago, we put out a raspberry lemonade beer we thought was pretty cool, and it's been really great for us, and we've carried it through all the way through. But now you look around in the neighborhood, and most places you go, you'll find some kind of berry beer, and I think that's just part of it, right? There's only seven different ways to take it, and everyone's going to do their take.
Matt, I got one final question for you. With a last name Beer, and that is your name, B-E-E-R-E, was it kind of predetermined that you kind of got to do beer?
Absolutely. That's right. We couldn't do anything else.
Absolutely. Well, you do it well. Matt Beer, the head brewer. Kyle Nelms, the general manager of Beer Brewing at 312 Esplanade East in North Vancouver. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Right.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Cheers.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Broadcasting from the legendary Gull on First Street East in North Vancouver, Joe Leary and Rick Mohabir, focusing on the Shipyards District, the Brewery Shipyards District, Lower Lonsdale BIA, and our thanks to Greg Holmes for making this happen, and also our thanks to Phil Tapping from the Gull for playing host. And I'm so excited about this because this is one of the newer breweries, and I felt so bad for anybody that just happened to open up at the wrong time when that thing called COVID-19 forced everything to kind of shut down. These guys are trying to open up. Noah Doyle is the assistant brewer of La Cerveceria Esteleros. Nice to see you, Noah. Congratulations,
thank you.
Man. You made it through.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a ride for sure, just like any other brewery. But
And the other thing that I don't think people truly appreciate is not only the hurdles that you normally have to go through to get the, you know, all of your permits and all that sort of stuff to open under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
Then they're burdened with this thing where you have to wait until you get your lounge endorsement, which means you can only go in and have four tasters, and then you can't be served anymore. And it just further puts handcuffs on you, but I understand that you now have it.
Exactly. We just had our full license come in about 2 months ago, so it's been a blessing.
Oh, my goodness. I told you, Rick, I had the chance to visit, again, it was during the limited capacity, I think the first restriction rollback, but I went in there, and you're a man that loves his tacos.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, you're already excited.
See, look at me. I'm already speechless and drooling. They were unbelievable when we were there.
And certainly on point.
Yeah.
But you had a salted lager that I tried, which I have raved about because, again, and I know lager takes more time to brew than others. But is that your star beer so far?
Oh, it's been a bestseller for sure. The salted lime lager. It's the perfect summer drink, in my opinion. And it's just been doing so well for us. And, what better combination with beer, a light beer, than lime and salt. So
Now, I know that the name of the brewery is a bit of a tongue twister, especially if you've had a couple of tasters.
Exactly.
And so tell us, for those that don't know the origin, why called La Cervecería Estileros?
That's a good question. Cervecería in Spanish actually means brewery. So being in the shipyards, Estileros is the shipyards. So Cervecería Estileros translates to the brewery of the shipyards.
And there must be something in the lineage that inspired you to come up with that name.
Yeah, so the principal owner spent a lot of time in South America and around Spanish culture, and he loved it a lot. So he decided, when he had the chance to open up a brewery, to bring a little bit of Mexico to North Vancouver.
And we just loved it when we were there, Joe. Like, when you look at the tile work and everything, just takes you straight back to that Latino, that Mexican heritage, right? Where everything's hand-painted, that dark French blue with the beautiful white. It was just unbelievable.
So, Noah, compared to us, most people look young anyway, but you certainly don't look like an old man. What got you into brewing, and what inspired you to want to do this?
Yeah, so I've been home brewing for a while now, and my background is actually in biochemistry. I took a bachelor's degree of biochemistry at the University of Victoria. And
so you're kind of a sciencey kind of guy to begin with.
Yeah, I was always into the science stuff, and of course, beer is amazing.
Yeah,
love beer. So I decided to put that biochemical knowledge towards making beer, and our head brewer Carlo has been great in taking me on and showing me the ropes and being able to use my knowledge and make some great beer.
Now, I see in front of us a coconut hazy pale ale. I've told you before, I'm a big pale ale guy. Wasn't really down on the hazy stuff, but I guess it depends on what you cut it with or add to it to kind of make me sweeten
the
bottle.
There's so many flavors. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. So coconut in a pale ale, that seems a little odd.
Yeah, this is our newest release, actually. This is our first batch of it. We thought, well, we have this hop called the Sabro hop, and it gives us a lot of coconut aromatics and stuff like that. So we decided, since it's kind of a tropical Mexican-themed brewery, we would bring in the Sabro hop for a hazy pale ale, which was, good combination for beer.
And the beautiful thing about this, Joe, is that you get that mild coconut flavor more towards the end of it. It's not very overpowering, and it's not very up in your face, so this goes down beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was an upper part to La Cervecería Estileros as well, which was not open when I was last there with Rick, but I understand that is now. What are you doing upstairs?
Yeah, so it's a sister business, and it's called the Garden of Granite, and it's a winery, actually, an urban winery that we just opened up. So we make all sorts of wines from grapes grown in the Okanagan, and it's fairly new, just opened up, but a lot of good wines coming out from there. And
Where you're located, which, by the way, is at 226 Esplanade East. It's if you don't fix cars or sell tires, it's kind of you got to be a brewery.
Exactly.
Are you able to have any outdoor activity as well in your space?
Yeah, actually, we just finished up our patio. We got a sunroof covering our patio now, and we also, since that's opened up, we've been able to have live music on Thursdays and Wednesdays usually. It's been great having a patio and outdoor space.
Well, it's been great having you here, because you're one of the newer entries into the beer scene, not only in this area, but certainly in British Columbia. Noah Doyle is the assistant brewer of La Cervecería Estileros at 226 Esplanade East. Noah, thanks for joining us, man. Cheers.
Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Appreciate it. I'm just here for
the beer. Phil Tapping is the general manager of the Gull.
Hello.
And we have long raved about the burger, which we are waiting till the end of the show to have the burger. No trip to North Van is complete without a Gull burger.
Absolutely.
And you have it on special what day?
Yeah, Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Rick, you and I know food. You know food better than I do.
I do tend to eat a little bit more than you, Mr. Lerner, and it quite clearly shows.
So, Phil, let's talk about how you've managed to persevere and keep the doors open and keep the lights on and keep the beer flowing. It's obviously been a challenge for everybody. But you guys in this part of the business have particularly been hit hard, and I know you've. It's nice to see you survive and thrive. And yeah, I know there's some more restrictions coming in temporarily, and which we'll deal with because I think we've seen the worst of the restrictions. But are you back to what you used to be? The goal?
Yeah, we're doing very good. July and now into August have kind of come back to a little. I'm not going to say completely normal, but the numbers, everybody's feeling a little bit more comfortable. So. Yeah, we're having fun again, which is the biggest thing. So we've always, we still have our dividers up. We still keep a little bit of, a little bit of the old pandemic, we should say. But, it's still going on. But, no, people seem comfortable. We're taking the extra precautions. Everything's still, our old protocols are still in place. So
Phil, when we were walking in, you actually had a patio out front. Is that going to be able to stick around for a little bit?
That is, we're gonna stick it out until the end of the summer with the front patio. That's something that we may have in our future, we may not, but we have a beautiful back covered deck as well, so yeah, we have two options for it
for sure.
So let's talk about, you said kind of normal. What is normal at the Gull? I know you've got the burger and beer day, you've got trivia, which I hear is one of the best. What else goes on?
Thursday night we do cocktail night, so we love our cocktails here. It's one of the things that we have always tried to do better than everyone else. We love classics. So every Thursday, $2 off any cocktail you can think of. Old classics like margaritas, Negronis, you name it. Everything is $2 off. And it's kind of our way to try and promote a bit of cocktail culture in Lower Lonsdale. Obviously, there's tons of breweries, but not a distillery just yet, but there will be one down there very soon. But yeah, we want to bring really good cocktails.
Well, your job is only going to get tougher because obviously you've got such a great beer scene. There's more coming in the way of cideries and things. Yeah. How do you – you can only tap so much. What do you do?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like, we have 10 taps, so it's hard to kind of carry everybody, right? We have our staples that we've had for a while, but yeah, we do rotators, so that's where we try to kind of mix in, new breweries and new cideries, and it's but yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky. You need about 100 taps now to be able to carry everyone. Yeah,
no kidding.
If somebody hasn't been to the North Shore in quite a while, it ain't the Rusty Gull anymore, my friends.
No.
This is all scrimped up beautifully. And the one thing that you've often mentioned to us, Phil, is that it's not. I mean, your food. You're so proud of your food.
Yep. It's pretty much, again, it's what brings people in.
So and are you the guinea pig for that?
Pretty much, yeah. Whenever there's new, new items that they want to try out, I get to give it a shot. And it's, we have, again, our chef Colin Viner is one of the best in the city in my mind. He's just constantly sourcing fresh ingredients. We work with Lutet Farm, which is a little micro farm up in 14th and Lutet. 14th and Queensbury, I believe. They're just up in that area. And again, we're the only restaurant in all of Vancouver that gets their greens. We get vegetables from them. We try and again bring in freshness. That's what we we strive for.
And I knew that you were having to resort to a lot of takeout, as most places were. Will that continue? Can you still get beer to go and things like that from the go?
Yeah. We were blessed with an off sales license, so we don't even have to sell food with our beer. We have a fridge up front. We can do wines. We actually did a wine club for a little bit during the when things were more shut down, and that was just an extra way to kind of bring in a bit more revenue and also utilize our licenses that we have.
Well, nice. Phil, it's a pleasure as always, and I know that about this time next year we'll be back here, and I understand there's even more breweries we're gonna have to try and squeeze into our confined hour. But again, thanks for the cooperation of you, and continued success to you.
Thank
my
you
friend.
So much, guys. Yeah,
cheers.
Much appreciated.
Phil Tapping, the general manager of the Gull, and Rick, that is a wrap for our dedicated Shipyards District Lower Lonsdale show in North Vancouver. I want to thank our friends from North Point, from Greenleaf Brewing, Streetcar Brewing, House of Funk Beer Brewing, La Cerveceria, and also our friend Phil from the Gull. And we also would like to remind people that you want to sample all that British Columbia has to offer, but
make sure you guys are finding your way home safely, whether it's on transit with my fellow drivers or not, or you give us a call at Just Here for the Beer if you got a group, and we'll be able to take care of you.
And our thanks to producer Art Factora. A big hand of applause for the Shipyards District, the Lower Lonsdale BIA, Greg Holmes. We'll see you next time on Just Here for the Beer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is heard exclusively on Sportsnet 650 and is podcast through justhereforthebeer.com. For more information, check out justhereforthebeer.com and on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB.